Scientists say since 1989, the population of female perch has drastically declined. A healthy population would see a 60-40 split in favor of males. This is not the first time yellow perch have become endangered, though. Jim Thompson is with the State Department of Natural Resources. He says in the 1970s, perch rebounded successfully after trout and salmon were introduced to control the huge alewife population. Researchers, though, are not sure whether perch will be able to make a comeback this time and possibly because the lake is cleaner.
When you have, like in the 70s, a large amount of nutrients coming into the lake, that enables young fish to survive quite well. So it's a little ironic that as we've cleaned up some of our pollution sources, the system into which perch are hopefully would try to rebound into is different. It's a different lake.
And scientists speculate zebra mussels may be eating the main food source for young perch or think the alewife is still feeding heavily on perch. If the population cannot rebound successfully, Thompson says it could eventually create a hole in the Great Lakes food chain. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Lisa Labas in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.